Investigation: taxpayer-funded NGOs sending tens of thousands of illegal aliens to all 50 states for Biden's DHS. By John Binder on December 8, 2022. A newly released investigation reveals the extent to which American taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are sending tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to towns across all 50 states. The Heritage Foundation's oversight project obtained data showing about 30,000 unique mobile devices at 35 ICE centers and one Customs and Border Protection (CBP) facility stationed along the United States-Mexico border. Ultimately, the investigation confirmed that a host of NGOs are actively facilitating large-scale illegal immigration into the U.S. interior as CBP transfers border crossers and illegal aliens en masse to NGOs funded by taxpayers, which then provide transportation services so arrivals can be sent to all 50 states. Devices that were at these NGO facilities later appeared in all but one congressional district in the United States, the investigation states. The investigation confirms that Biden border crisis affects all of America and that NGOs are playing a central role in the mass resettlement of illegal aliens in the United States. Worse, this flow of illegal immigration helps enable cartels to bring terrorists, criminals, and deadly drugs like fentanyl into the United States. Emphasis added. Across multiple phases of the investigation, the oversight project discovered tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens who had started at NGO centers before traveling to all but one congressional district throughout the U.S. Border crossers and illegal aliens traveling from the border into the U.S. interior can be seen in geofencing charts issued by the oversight project. More than other administrations, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has enlisted NGOs to take on the role of sheltering border crossers and illegal aliens at the border before transporting them into the U.S. interior via domestic commercial flights and buses. For months, House Republicans have urged Biden to disclose the number of border crossers and illegal aliens that have been flown into American cities, the cost to taxpayers, and how much money is being paid to NGOs facilitating the catch-and-release process. Most Americans, in an August poll, said they believe there is an invasion occurring at the border as the Biden administration is said to have apprehended a record 2.3 million by the year's end and is projected to apprehend another record 2.6 million next year. Since February 2021, at least 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.